Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Should farmers be allowed to plant trees on peatland? Well, the Junior Minister for Agriculture, Michael Healy-Rae, insists they should, telling the Shannon recently that if the rules that are applied even today were applied before, we would not have any forestry or timber. But environmentalists point to the scientific research showing that planting trees in bogland releases more carbon than it absorbs. Well, to debate this issue, I'm joined by farmer and Fine Gael senator on the agricultural panel, Pádraig Brady, and by public policy officer with the Irish Peatlands Conservation Council, Tristram White. And you're both welcome to the programme. So Tristram, why do you think that Minister Michael Healy-Rae is just wrong on this?
Well, it's kind of a blanket statement, and I don't think it's really representing all the different types of habitat that peatlands also represent. You know, 1.2 million hectares of peatland was originally peatland. We've of course turned much of this to grassland, and you know, and it's only recent times that we've realised how much emissions this is actually giving off. You know, it's releasing peat into the water when we're draining the land, and it's also releasing off the carbon emissions as well. And it's not about saying like no trees anywhere; it's about the right tree in the right place.
Tristram, no trees on any peatland?
No, we wouldn't be saying no trees on any peatland. There's bound to be areas where, you know, it's going to be more suitable. It might not be suitable for something else. But we'd be more thinking of to protect the peat resource, re-wet it, stop the emissions. And also, you know, there's different types of... So you could have wet woodland, maybe. There's a lot of research going on in the types of different things that you can grow in these areas in regards to pluriculture, wetland agriculture. We don't necessarily need to be planting all the one monoculture on these mm-hmm. types of areas that people have on their farm.
OK, well, let's hear from Senator Pádraig Brady on this. And Pádraig, you support what Michael Healy-Rae is saying. You say we should grow trees on peatland. Tell us why.
Good morning to you
good
and
morning.
Good morning to your listeners. So, listen, it's very, very simple. We have three different types of soil in Ireland, if you want to break it down in that way. We have peaty soil, which is a marginal land. We have mineral-rich soil, which is our very fertile land, which is in the dairy and the beef sector. And then we have blanket bog. Now, that's basically breaking it into three categories. Minister Healy-Rae was stating that the marginal land, as in peaty marginal land, was planted in the past and should be planted going into the future. And I certainly agree with him. He's not saying about planting bogland. What he is stating is that marginal land that every farmer has in the 32 counties should be allowed planted if there's an income off it. And let's break it down into for your listeners, that anyone that isn't aware. So years ago, there was a turbary right when you owned a bog.
Yes.
And that meant when you owned a turbary right, you were allowed to harvest turf off that bog for a heat source.
Mm-hmm.
Bord na Mána harvested peat off their bogs to burn in the power stations. They were turbary rights. Now, where there is a turbary right, you would have a massive depth of peat. And it won't sustain forest growth.
No, they just slide off, wouldn't they? That's
correct. Or first, they wouldn't actually have a root structure where it would be capable of holding the weights of it. But we have the state itself now, Bord na Mána, has cut out massive amounts of bog that now we intend to re-wet. But nobody has ever thought about, is there a possibility that we could put solar panels back on this bogland that has been used for generating electricity? Can the state not look at maybe putting solar panels back out in the bogs, where you would have no objections from people, where they wouldn't be beside their houses? We have a rail system that brought in the peat off the bogs that you could bring back out the solar panels. And plus, the better effect of the whole it is, we already are hooked up to the ESB network supply off our bog.
Well, listen, you're taking us a bit away from the trees now, but I am interested to hear what Tristram thinks about that point, or that possibility, that the old bogs that were used for the turf cutting, Tristram, would you put solar panels on them?
No, we definitely would. We want to see them bringing back for biodiversity that has the main restoration aim of these sites, which is what it's for, to quest the carbon, to provide area for biodiversity.
We'll try and fix your line, Tristan.
Your
line is just fading on us a little bit there, so we might just try and fix that. Porrick, I want to bring you back to the issue of trees, because one of the biggest concerns across this country is the planting of Sitka spruce in shallow, peaty soil. And people will say, and we have seen evidence of this, that it has contributed to landslides. You're hardly saying now that we want more of that, are you?
No, let's be quite clear on this. If we didn't plant the amount of forestry that we have planted over the last 25 years, we would have no timber industry in this country at this moment in time. Let's be quite clear on that. Farmers were paid a compensation package to go and plant marginal ground. Not all of the ground had big depths. There's certainly some parts of it shouldn't have been planted, and maybe that's agreeable, where there was hills where peat was at a depth of maybe 3 and 4 foot, which shouldn't have been planted, and was planted, and we had slides off that. But there was lots of, we'd say, peaty soils that have been planted that didn't slide, mm-hmm. and that are now in production. And like the reality is, we need to support the timber industry. We need to support farmers. Like, farmers haven't bought into the whole planting over the last number of years. And the reality is, because it's not viable, and the schemes that are there there's not enough money in the schemes, and there's not enough buy-in. And if you don't have buy-in, we're meant to be planting 8,000 hectares per year. We're roughly planting about 1,600, not even 2,000.
Right, like, so we've a long way to go. Well, look, we have Tristan back with us now. Is there any point, Tristan, in your view, in looking at these peaty soils that Porrick has described, halfway between the mineral-rich soils that we use for dairy farming, say, and the bogland, the peaty soil in the middle? Why not?
It's not representing all the full spectrum of peatland habitats that we have in Ireland. You know, we should be looking at all the different, from the different levels of peat, you know, right from the thin slithers right to the deep peats. And also, if you're going to be planting trees, they grow poorly on peatland because it's nutrient poor. You have to add fertilisers, you have to add fungicides, insecticides, and this all has wider implications on the landscape as well. So, you know, at least with the mass industrial forestry, all the emissions are kept in one place. You know, we don't want to be spreading this all around to the more rougher ground as well, all across the country. We're trying to clean up the rivers and the waterways, not, you know, plant more of this monoculture, which is going to have the same effect as it has done. We can't be doing the same thing which we have been doing. We've seen with the decline of biodiversity from these huge industrial afforestation areas on peatland, and it hasn't been good. And we're looking for more diversification, more new novel ways. There's a lot of research going on to the different things that you can grow in these wetland areas now. We have to raise the water level up to stop soil from sinking. You know, that's a big thing across Europe now and globally. Everyone who has peat in their soil on their farm, their land is actually sinking a centimetre a year because it's not wet. So we need to raise the water table and try and... and of course, farmers need to make it productive. They, of course, need to make some money.
Absolutely. This is the point, isn't it? Like, how do you make that viable for farmers?
But this has to come down, you know, it has to come down. We need some direction from the government in this as well. I mean, the government have said, like in the 4th National Biodiversity Action Plan, that changes have to come not just from the government, but they have to come from societal as well. And this is one of the areas where we do all have to change and try and make gains for biodiversity and not, you know, and also make it work for people as well.
Okay, making it work for people, that is really at issue for you, Porrick, isn't it? And that's why you support what Michael Healy-Ray is saying.
That's correct. And let's be very clear on this whole thing. Food production is a must and must be protected at all costs. Food production. So if land is in food production, and lots of farmers have spent thousands and thousands draining peaty soils over the last number of years that is now in production in grass. And now we're proposing that we're going to wet this land on the farmers again after them spending thousands and thousands on it. I don't think that actually is actually fair in one way, and certainly not when we're talking about how does anybody know the depth of anybody's soil and any land.
But we've signed through the Nature Restoration Law, which passed in Europe. We've signed up to that now. We can't go back on that, can we?
This is correct. But we've taken the data of a satellite imagery. this is what we have done. There is actually, nobody can give you the depth of a peaty soil, mineral-rich soil, peaty soils, anywhere over Ireland, because it's all done on a satellite imagery. So somebody has looked at a satellite and said, that parcel of land is peaty-rich, that parcel of land is mineral-rich. And it's even though it's in grass growth. And so this is the whole facts of the matter is, we must have better information. We cannot go around wetting every parcel of bog in Ireland. We just cannot, because first of all, you're going to flood out people that are in beef production, that are in dairy production. And not only have we done that, we're actually flooding places where we have built houses if we start holding back water.
Okay, listen, we have to leave it there, but thank you both. That's Senator Pádraig Brady from Fine Gael and Tristram White, who is the IPCC Public Policy Officer. Plenty still to come in the next hour of the programme. Travel expert Ed Finn takes us on a whimsical journey on Europe's most beautiful railway trips. We're going to hear a call to have juries scrapped in defamation cases and the argument to keep them, and the science of how the smallest things in the universe work. That's with physicist Dr. Shane Bergen. That's all on the way, but next we're enjoying a bumper year for strawberries. We're going to find out why the smallest ones are the sweetest.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.